So today we're having a day of spiritual receptivity, supporting metta and being supported by it. And in a minute we'll start, as we usually do, with a mantra. I got lots and lots and lots of questions still. I'm going to answer one now. Can you let us know roughly how long we'll be meditating for each session today? I'll do my best. It's actually quite difficult because if I'm guiding meditation, I don't usually know where it's going, so that makes it hard. And also it depends on the feeling in the room, really. It's like we create the meditation, so to some extent, you know, if it feels like people are quite deeply into it, then it goes on longer. If it feels like, you know, we're getting a bit shuffly and can this come to an end now, it goes a bit shorter. But I'll try and give you an idea as best I can. My best estimate when we start, how long it's going to be. So last night we did the bodhicitta mantra and we made those offerings of night lights, symbolizing the fact that people we care about, we can't completely hold on to, we can't completely protect. It's as if we let them have their freedom. We acknowledge that they have their own karma, although we do everything that we can to be of help and support and to love and care for them. So this morning we'll do the bodhicitta mantra again. And as usual, we'll have an offering. Yesterday it was made by Amara Chandra. Today it's going to be made by Suvana Chandra. And that offering will be on behalf of all of us. And it can symbolize our receptivity to the Buddha, our receptivity to how things really are, and our receptivity to the love that's, I don't know how to put it, the love that actually is woven into the nature of things. Anyway, so we'll have that offering and then have a period of meditation.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Prani Padme Hum. Om Prani Padme Hum. Om Prani Padme Hum. Om Prani Padme Hum. Om Prani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
letting the sound and the love and compassion that it contains fill our body. As if our whole body is resonating with Om Mani Padme Hum. It's in our bloodstream, it's in the marrow of our bones, every cell. Letting it be on subtler levels as well. Letting it resonate in our heart. When we're really thrilled, sometimes we say, my heart sang. Let it sing with Om Mani Padme Hum. So all of us, from our fingertips to our depths, resounds with the mantra. And now let it go in all directions. So it's not just filling what we think of as me. Let it fill the room. Let it go out in all directions. Let it be everywhere, as far as we can hear, as far as we can imagine. Now, if it feels right to us, let's allow the mantra to become subtler. And as it becomes subtler, it's as if we become more closely in contact with the love and compassion that it holds. until finally, maybe we can let go of the mantra altogether. There's just love and compassion filling everything that we think of as ourselves, filling all of space. Just sit and relax into that awareness. yesterday we were focusing on Tonglen, on giving and receiving. And today we'll be doing more just sitting. And just sitting is an open awareness which doesn't exclude any experience, where finally we're not choosing what to focus on, just receptive to all our experience as it is, as it comes and goes, not holding on to anything, just letting the flow of experience through the six senses, so including the mind, letting all that come and go. So it's a very spacious awareness. So there's openness, spaciousness, there's a clear knowing of what's happening. But just sitting is also just sitting with an open heart. So as if, I'm talking in ideal terms here, but yeah, it's like everything, experience, all experience just appears within this open, spacious mind. It comes and goes, we know clearly what's happening, and whatever it is, it's held within this kindly awareness. Just as, you know, if we're just being aware of the body, and we let the feelings and sensations come and go, and we hold that with a kindly awareness. Now it's if we're opening the doors of the mind, we're including everything. Which also means that if the doors are banging because of the wind, or someone's got a cough, if you have a cough, you know, if you want to leave because that helps you, that's fine. But don't leave because of us. Because a cough is just another experience. It's just held within the same kindly awareness. It's not a distraction, because what are we distracted from? Our object of concentration, so to speak, is whatever's happening. Just whatever's happening. We're just taking it in, holding it. So everything is included. All our experience. But we're doing our best not to be identified with anything, not to get caught up. We're learning to experience without being caught up. And as we're practicing, the practice needs to be, say, very receptive. It's as if we're really letting everything come to us. Very often in life we have our radar on, checking that we're all right and that everything's okay. So there's a kind of scanning and going out to check and to focus on what we want and what we don't want. This is much more relaxed. This is just letting everything come to us. Letting everything come to us and then go. And you can practice with your eyes open or with your eyes closed, as you like. Practicing with eyes open helps to break down that sense of meditation being a special activity. It makes it easier to continue the practice just off, away from the shrine room. And we also learn to just let the eyes be very receptive. We're not following anything. The eyes are open, so they take in sights. So it's a kindly awareness of whatever sights are there. We're not chasing after what's happening. We're not getting caught up. We're just learning to receive our experience in a very relaxed way. the difficulty with this more formalist kind of practice is that because you haven't got anything particular that you're focusing on, it's quite easy to lose awareness and just get carried off into prapancha, into distraction. So we need a certain level of awareness in order to be able to just sit. Just sitting, sort of dreaming, thinking about this and that. Following your usual sanskaras won't lead you to enlightenment. Well, not if they're anything like mine, anyway. Yeah, so if you find that you're just drifting in that sort of way, then come do something that gives you a bit more to focus on. Yeah. Do some Tonglen, practice metta, you know, towards the person that you're stewarding or whatever. Yeah. So, or you can just work to build up a bit more absorption and then let go of that method that you've been using, and again, just sit. But the emphasis today is really on, we'll be in different ways trying to get into this sense of that just sitting, yes, it is open awareness, but it's a kindly open awareness. It's just sitting with an open heart to life. It's just sitting with an open heart to all experience. Just whatever's there at the moment, there's a sense of caring for it. Okay, let's do another meditation for 22 minutes. Letting everything rest. Whatever it is, just putting it down. Now let's take just a couple of minutes, see what we can do to tune into our metta. in whatever way works for us. Now let's bring whatever feeling of loving kindness there is there and bring it to all the feelings and sensations in the body, right from our connection with the ground, right through the whole body. Now let's widen out our awareness and include everything we can hear. Not straining, trying hard to listen, just being receptive, just open. letting the sounds come to us. Doing our best to let the sounds come and go in a field of kindly awareness. Now let's include what we can see. Either just have the eyes unfocused, just resting, or if we prefer not to open the eyes, just be aware of the patterns on the backs of the eyelids. Letting the eyes be soft. Relaxed. Kindly. Now let's include any tastes or smells. No judgments, just kindly awareness of what's there. And let's include all the mental movements, emotions and feelings, images, words, letting all that come and go in a kindly awareness. No need to choose what you pay attention to. Just a field of open awareness, which everything comes and goes. Everything's cared for. Everything we think of is inside, everything we think of is outside. Let all that go. Just whatever's happening, whatever experience, rising and passing away. In open, kindly awareness. Thank you.